I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. The longer a person has diabetes, the greater the risk for diabetic eye disease. Dr. Andrea Loffley is here to talk about what people with diabetes can do to help prevent vision loss. Dr. Loffley is an associate professor of medicine, and she's an endocrinologist at MUSC. Dr. Loffley, tell us about diabetic eye disease.
Diabetic eye disease actually affects people with both type 1 and type 2 diabetes, and the risk of developing diabetic eye disease increases the longer the person has diabetes. Now, the most common form of diabetic eye disease is diabetic retinopathy, but it's important to mention that conditions such as glaucoma and cataracts are also included under the umbrella of diabetic eye disease. And diabetic retinopathy is not reversible, but appropriate diabetes care and regular eye exams performed by an ophthalmologist or an optometrist can really help prevent the progression of retinopathy.
And are there any early warning signs for this eye condition?
So, unfortunately, in the early stages of disease, people are most often asymptomatic. And this can be dangerous because without the appropriate screening, advanced disease can lead to vision loss and blindness. Now, as eye disease progresses, the symptoms become more apparent, and people with more advanced or late-stage disease may experience symptoms.
Well, what specific things can people with diabetes do to help prevent vision loss?
The National Eye Institute has adopted the acronym TRAC, and the T means take your medications as prescribed by your doctor or your healthcare provider. The R stands for reach and maintain a healthy weight. A is for add physical activity to your daily life. C is for control your ABCs, and the ABCs of diabetes are A1C, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. And last, K means kick the smoking habit. Smoking cessation has beneficial impacts on every part of the body, including eye health. And all of these things make a really big difference because they all lead to improved blood sugar control. And good blood sugar control is an essential part of helping to prevent the onset and progression of diabetic eye disease.
And I'm guessing there's research that indicates that doing these specific lifestyle modifications really does make a difference.
Absolutely. All of these recommendations are evidence-based recommendations, and we have research to prove that each of these measures independently, but more importantly, collectively, can have a significant impact.
How frequently should people with diabetes be having a comprehensive dilated eye exam?
Yes, a dilated eye exam should be done once yearly for diabetes eye disease screening, but those with active eye disease may actually require more frequent evaluations. And a dilated exam sounds scary, but it's really not. It involves the painless dilation of the pupil so that the health of the retina and the blood vessels in the eyes can be assessed.
Dr. Loffley, thanks for this information about helping to prevent diabetic eye disease.
Thank you, Bobby.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.